The China-North Korea Friendship Bridge in the northeastern Chinese city of Dandong is a decades-old symbol of the close links between Pyongyang and Beijing. And it's also one of the few ways to cross into North Korea from China. The pace of China's economic ties with the North has picked up over the past decade, and analysts say China accounts for about 45% of North Korean trade. Abe Denmark is a senior advisor for Asia at the Center for Naval Analysis in Washington. He says some in China believe economic engagement makes Beijing more powerful inside North Korea to possibly shape events and at the least gain a better understanding of what is going on.
Beyond that, the Chinese are convinced that North Korea needs to go through a reform and opening process, the same way China did after the death of Mao.
Helping to build up the Raesan Special Economic Zone is a key part of that effort. The warm water port is close to the Chinese and Russian border, and one Chinese company has already signed a 10-year lease to rebuild a pier there, a move analysts say would help significantly to cut transportation costs. Russell Hsiao is a senior research fellow at the Project 2049 Institute.
Part of the economic rationale for that is because they needed a maritime transit route where they could transport their goods from the northeastern provinces to their southern industrial bases, also to Japan. This also increases the ability of also, you know, goods and services from southern China to reach the northeastern provinces.
And it is not just in special economic zones where China's engagement can be seen. One of the last public appearances Kim Jong-il made before his death was to Pyongyang's first supermarket. The market is believed to be backed by Chinese capital and carries Chinese characters on its sign. The market is both a sign of progress and an example of just how far North Korea lags behind most countries in the region. Kim Jong-uk is the general manager of Rejuvenation Supermarket and was present during Mr. Kim's visit.
Comrade General asked what it was when he saw it, and I explained it was a stir-fry pan. He said it was really good and housewives would like it.
Since 1999, China's trade with North Korea has grown from roughly 300 million to more than 3 billion, says Russell Hsiao. And this has not only helped North Korea, it also offers hope for the economies of China's northeastern provinces at a time when they are suffering.
In the past decade, has seen a gradual decline of its industrial base, the unemployment rate increasing, the agricultural sector also as well, diminishing. And there are certain concerns, of course, within Zhongnanhai about the implications of that for stability in that region.
However, how far North Korea will go with its economic opening remains to be seen.
But whether it's a legitimate experiment in the free market or if it's just a way to get foreign capital and there's no real interest in foreign markets and capitalism, even to a very limited degree, it's all in the mind of North Korea's senior leadership.
Trade has long been a difficult dance for North Korea's leaders, analysts say, and while North Korea's leadership may want to be modern and open, it also wants to be modern and open on its terms, and for central authorities to remain in control. William Ide, VOA News, Washington.